Hello, this is Them, This, That, and Me. And we're going to get into it today with the Lakers. Yeah, the Lakers. Or should I say, the Lakers. Come back for some more Them, This, That, and Me. With the Lakers versus Denver. Philly versus New York. And yeah, that's pretty much it. I know that there was another game, but we already know they may get swept. So, but come back for some more Them, This, That, and Me.
It's a podcast. It's available in any app that has podcasts. So I was laughing at an episode. We may not find you phone. I know. I'm mad about that, but I ain't mad at the episode. So look. You should tune in to Goodness at Me. I tell my family, my friends, real life, tune in to Goodness at Me. But, look, I'm out. I gotta go by me. I gotta listen to some more Goodness at Me.
Okay, we're back. Some more Goodness at Me. And, look, I watched the Philly game against New York. Joel Embiid, unfortunately, they were talking about how he was shaking his head when he walked off the field because they lost. Well, you know, he's not 100 right now, it seems like. Maybe he is, but it doesn't seem like it. Although he is trying his best, and you know, you gotta give it to him, because a lot of people, like, I don't want to name names, but a lot of people who are key players for these teams have simply just chose, maybe, you know, they will hurt and they like, oh, I'm hurt, I'm done for, you know, for this playoff. And let's not forget, back in the day when Mr. Reed himself walked on that court with some kind of injury and did it for his team. So, you know, that's what, you know, we look for, and it seems like Embiid is trying to do that. So, you know, kudos to him for trying to, you know, do that for his team. And, you know, unfortunately right now they don't have enough. I guess, you know, Maxey's there, and it looked like they were going to win, and unfortunately, you know, they didn't, you know, and so it's unfortunate. Hopefully, you know, Philly fans, I'm sure, hopefully they'll be able to come back and maybe, you know, make a run for this, maybe win it, but right now it's not looking, you know, I guess, that good for the team. Or maybe he was shaking his head because he's injured, or whatever. We don't know what he's shaking his head for. So yeah. So right now, you know, New York is up 2 games to, you know, 0. So, but so are a lot of other teams. I mean, right now, look at Los Angeles Lakers, or as I refer to them right now, the Lakers. Seems like a lot of these teams in the late game, they can't seem to hold on to their leads. They were up first game against Denver. They were up second game against Denver, up by 20 points in the second game. D'Angelo wasn't an issue early on. He wasn't an issue because he had, what, 8 threes? Beautiful, wonderful. You know, when it ain't wonderful, when in the game, at some point, D'Angelo gets hit across the face, going for a drive to the basket, and the coach on Denver asked for a replay, because I think it was Michael Porter who was going to get the, you know, the foul call. So he asked for
a replay of it. They go and replay this. And then said, well, it's not a foul. Because he was going for the ball. Yeah, he was going for the ball. But he hit the arm in his face. I didn't even really see him really get the ball. He hit his arm in his face. And I know the arm is part of the ball, whatever you want to say. But he hit his arm in his face. I really didn't see him hit the ball. It was arm and face. And given that he may have hit this ball, he still hit his arm and then his face. Make it make sense. So that's not a foul. I understand the ball and the arm is an extension. The arm is an extension basically of the ball. But not the face. The face is not an extension of the ball. I did not know that was part of the rule books. I thought that was a bad call. They reviewed it, and I still think it was a bad call. That makes no sense. Even if you want to say the arm was an extension of the ball, his face was an extension of the ball. And he had already shot the shot, but he was still making the basketball move where that happened. So please make that make sense. It doesn't to me. Bad call to me. Now that wasn't on D'Angelo. That was on, to me, the refs. And the refs start making a lot of calls that I thought, this is kind of one-sided. Because I am usually really, I don't like a whole lot of LeBron and them fussing about, they ain't getting the calls, blah, blah, blah. They did pretty good this game. It wasn't a whole lot of fussing and stuff because they needed to save every bit of ounce of oxygen, energy that they could. Because they look like they were tired. They were in Denver, and I've never been, but a lot of games when you see people going to Denver, they look tired because it's so high up. I'm not saying they weren't, because it was at one point when LeBron was knocked down, the ball was taken away. Once again, no foul call, but hey, it's whatever. And he just laid on the ground pretty much. It seemed like him and Davis and this all in this one play were laying on the ground. We see Reeves laying on the ground. I mean, everybody just laying on the ground in this game besides Denver. And I know that's because they're used to it. It doesn't probably affect them as much as it affects people coming into Denver. But I was like, they're going to win. And then slowly I just realized that they're not going to win because things just weren't going right. It was more calls being called against them. It was calls that were not called for them. And it just seemed like it was starting to get one-sided. And not saying the refs were necessarily the problem. It was obviously, it's always the Lakers. At the end of the day, it's always the Lakers. Because you are up 20 points. There is no way that they should have won this game. Third quarter, they had 10 straight points that put them within 10 because they were down 20. Going to fourth quarter, I think they were down by then. Denver was down by 7. That's when I knew they about to win. They are about to win. They were misguarding people. Jamal Murray took one run towards the basket, and no one was there to guard him. You could see LeBron like, what is going on? Nobody was there to guard him. Ridiculous. This should not be happening. I'm like, this is actually professional basketball, but it's right now looking like the Washington Generals. I'm like, what in the world is going on? There was one where D'Angelo really did mess up. I mean, he played such a good game, but then he just started to mess up. It got bad. He wasn't hitting his threes late. He wasn't really going for the threes. I mean, Gabe Vincent got in there. He turned the ball over. Everybody was turning the ball over. It was like we weren't getting any help. We were just giving them a game. Torian Prince came in. He played okay, you know. I mean, he tried to do his thing. Hushmore, he didn't really, to me, do anything much. The rebounding wasn't there. It was just bad in the end. Reeves, in the end, he tried to, but like I said, he ended up on the ground at some point where he couldn't even get up. It was just, I mean, it just got really bad towards the end. Where it just, the last 20 seconds, I just was like, you know, when LeBron got the ball back, I said, hold that ball or at least drive it to the basket. And even that wasn't working because he was driving it to the basket and he was not getting calls and he was getting hacked, whacked, smacked, driving it to the ball. And there were no calls for him. And so he decides to take a three. And if you've heard me before talk about the Lakers in the playoffs, you know that I'm like, LeBron, he will make some threes and he will miss some threes. But when he starts to get three happy, because he has some threes that gave us, you know, a little hope towards the end. But when he took that last three within 20 seconds, where I'm like, if he just holds this ball, if you just hold this ball and drive it, you know, maybe we could, you know, win. And he took that three and it bounced off that rim. I screamed so loud because I said, we're going to lose. Because that gave them enough time to go down there and do what he did. Jamal Murray went down there and drove that ball back down there with Anthony Davis in front of him and made that shot. Before time went out, a tear welled up. I think it was in the wheels of my eyes. And I cried. Inside, I cried. But that tear, oh, they were welled up. They were welled. I'm sure I looked like a damn hound dog in the face. I'm sure I did. It was a mess. And I was fussing. My husband said, it's going to be okay. No. No, it's not. Because you know what's going to happen? They're not going to win this. They're not going to beat them. I don't know what it is about. I know what it is about them. They got Jokic. I get it. They got Murray. I get it. They got Porter. They got Gordon. They even got KCP, which used to be on the Lakers, and he couldn't move. I mean, he's hot, he's cold, you know. I just couldn't believe it. I mean, I could believe it, but I didn't want to believe it. I didn't want to see it. For 20 seconds, I just wanted them to run that clock down. I wanted them to run that clock down as slow as they could. But he took that break. Now, if he would have made it, this would be a different story. But he didn't. So it's a different story. I mean, it got so bad with the Lakers because they losing big in these games late because they can't. It's like the fourth quarter's just, they can't. They trying their best. They trying so hard. But it's like they say, the others on the team don't always step up. You need Hushmore to do more. Even Reeves got to do a little bit more. D'Angelo got to be doing a little bit more. Even though he did his stuff today. But as I said, there was a situation where he had to pass the ball. And this near 7 foot man was underneath the hoop. And when I say near 7 feet, I mean Davis was under the hoop. And D'Angelo was at 3-point line. And D'Angelo took that ball and threw it to the audience over that 7 foot man. And that was one of our turnovers. And I thought to myself, this is like the Washington Generals. That third quarter, it was so many turnovers. that I couldn't believe it. People were throwing the ball, they were losing the ball, they were falling all over the court. It was, one thing you needed was music. And Denver Nuggets to be throwing the ball over their head, pulling out a horn. I don't like the Harlem Globetrotters. It was so bad, the third quarter. And that's where we lost it. And they came back. But it was gone. And now that they're down 2-0. I don't think they're gonna win it. And I'm a true Lakers fan. I'm a Lakers, the purple and gold, and the LeBron. I think he's one of the greatest that ever done it. But I just don't think we're going to win it. And Jokic and Murray did not play their best game today. They didn't. And AD did play one of his better games. And yesterday he played one of his better games. And we lost those 2 games. AD ain't gonna give you no 3-4 good games. You lucky if you get a back-to-back. But now you asking him to give you 2-3 more games. I don't know if he got it in. Because he usually give you a good game and then he off. Then he go back to give me a good game. Or he can make give you a good game and a good game and then he off. But 3-4 good games in a row where he almost 30, 40 points. That's a hard ask. Cold world out here. I better bundle up because it's about to get crazy. I might not be able to watch the third game. Might not. I might gotta take a break. Yeah. Come back for some more of them, this, that, and me. Have a good day, everybody. I'm so distraught, y'all, about that game. I forgot to tell you. To tell your friends and your family, your real and your fake, to tune in to them, this, that, and me. On wherever they can, on any podcast, or any place you can get a podcast. This is them, this, that, and me. Come back for some more. Y'all have a good day, everybody.